This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there's no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in the Holy Quran, in many verses in the Holy Quran, all those who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared, and do not die unless you're in the state of Islam. And part of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you understand exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. As Allah Azza wa Jal makes mention in the Holy Quran, fear Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you understand. Part of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from you? Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that created you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that put you on this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that granted you life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will take this life away from you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will take you down 6 feet under, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will resurrect you in the hereafter, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that will bring you forward in the hereafter, and Allah is the one that will question you and judge you, and then it's at the end where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah Azza wa Jal wants, paradise or hellfire. Along the way, you need to know exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from you? What does Allah want from me? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only that He'll teach you, Allah will make you understand. My brothers in Islam, there's a big difference between knowing and understanding. Knowing and understanding, a lot of people know, but a lot of people don't understand either. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be at that level that you know and understand, and after you understand, you act upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made you know and understand. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me? What does Allah azza wa jalla want from my creation on the face of this earth? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is the one that created death and life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created you to live, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created you to die, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect you in the hereafter. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. Allah is the one that created death and life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you to see the best of doers. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from you? Allah wants to test you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test you to see what you're going to do when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you. What's the test, my brother in Islam? The test comes in various ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you in different ways. And your test is different to my test. My test is different to your test. Our test is different to their test. Every single one of us will be tested and trialed differently. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. At the end of the day, it's a test. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you to see the best of doers. What are you going to do when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you? What's your reaction? Yes, Allah wants you to react, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also watching to see what's your reaction. How do you react? Are you going to react in according to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are you going to react in according to the way that displeases Allah azza wa jal? For that, my brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. And right now you are being tested. Sometimes you know the test, sometimes you don't know the test. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with a beautiful cover. Like what? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you wealth. MashaAllah, that's a good thing. But with that wealth, the wealth is a cover that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you with it as a test to see what you're going to do. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you directly, like being poor, being ill. That's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To see the best of doers. What's your reaction? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to react? Yes, Allah wants you to react. But Allah wants you to react according to His pleasure, not His displeasure. You must react. Allah tests you to react. You are being poked to react. But is your reaction towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the displeasure of Allah azza wa jal? A positive way or a negative way? And when we say a positive way, according to the Sharia, or a negative way against the Sharia? A positive way according to the Quran and Sunnah, or a negative way against the Quran and Sunnah? What's your reaction? Well, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. Amazing! Your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying amazing! Amazing to the believer. What had amazed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You as a believer. The mu'mina. The believing man and woman had amazed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had astonished the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amazing to the believer. In asabatu sarra shakar fakana khayran lah. This mu'min, mu'mina, this believing man or woman, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them something good, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them something good, because everything that you have and everything that belongs to you in reality, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't belong to you. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a nice ni'mah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a nice bounty, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, amazing to the believer, all his matters are good. If something good comes to him from Allah, he thanks Allah for it. Alhamdulillah, it's from Allah. This wealth, alhamdulillah, it's from Allah. This health, alhamdulillah, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These kids, alhamdulillah, they are from Allah azza wa jal. This house, alhamdulillah, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good reputation, alhamdulillah, it's from Allah azza wa jal. And more importantly, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me. So I thank Allah azza wa jal for also being a Muslim. This is the situation of the believer when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him something good. That's his reaction. Allah gives him wealth, alhamdulillah, from Allah. Isn't it your hard work? Yes, I worked hard, but before that, it's from Allah Azza wa Jalla, because other people are working harder than me, and Allah didn't give them what Allah had given me. Alhamdulillah. What about health? Isn't it because you train hard? No. Before I train hard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me this health. Because in a split of a second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make me bedridden. What about the children? It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about this beautiful house? Didn't you build it? Yes, but before I built it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave it to me. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. All the matters and every situation of a believer is good for him. When Allah gives him something good, alhamdulillah ya Allah. Not just by tongue, not alhamdulillah. By tongue and heart, full conviction and acknowledgement that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's his situation when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him something good. What's his reaction when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him? When Allah takes this wealth away from him? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this health away from him? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the beautiful cars and houses from him? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him in a test? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him in a trial? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him in a predicament? What's the reaction of a believer? Sabara fakana khayra la. He has patience for the sake of Allah. That's his reaction. Allah took your wealth away from me. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to be patient for the sake of Allah. No reaction? You're not going to lie? You're going to steal? You're not going to steal? You're not going to take this? You're not going to involve yourself in the haram because you need more money? No. I'm going to have patience for the sake of Allah. I'd rather live on few dollars a day on the halal, from the halal, than acquire my wealth from the haram. I'm going to have patience for the sake of Allah. No. No room for the haram in my life. Ya akhi, but you need money. You need to pay bills, you need to pay fees, you need to pay this, you've got a loan, 1, 2, 3, 4, to the end of it. And there isn't enough income. The economy is not doing the best, your business is not doing the best. Engage yourself in the haram. No. Alhamdulillah, I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah azza wa jalla gave me wealth. I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because that wealth came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now, during this predicament. During this challenge, I'm going to have patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No haram in my life. No imam al-haram. I'm not going to lie to get haram money. I'm not going to deceive to get haram money. I'm not going to cheat to get haram money. I'm not going to involve myself in riba or any form of transaction that's illegal or haram to acquire more money. No, no, I'd rather have patience. Especially during tough times. The economy is going down. House prices are going down. Less building, less business, less transaction, inshallah. My good days, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My challenging days, I'll have patience for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazed. What about your health? Look at you, you're bedridden. You can't even walk, you can't even move. What's happening to you? What's happening to your children? Look at your children, one of them has one illness or disease that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant recovery to every single Muslim and every single human being on the face of this earth. What's happening to them? I'm going to have patience for the sake of Allah. When I was fit, when I was strong, alhamdulillah, I was running, I was going. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing me, so I'm going to have patience. What about the reputation? What about when people are talking? What about you are experiencing and encountering pressure? What about when people are defaming you, demonizing you? What about when Islam and Muslims are being demonized and defamed and attacked? This is the time that we are patient. I'm not going to react in a negative way. I'm going to react in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not going to let my emotions and my anger get the better of me. No. I'm going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time that I act in accordance to the way of Allah. This is the time that I show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I'm a true believer. This is the time. Not the time that I react, scream and shout, why is this happening to me? I don't deserve it. I've given, I've done this, I've done that. Look at my children, look at my business. Everything is plunging, everything is falling. No. This is the time that I'm going to have patience. That's why my brother in Islam, my believing brother in Islam, that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amazed from your character. And he says, "Azaban li amri al-mu'min." I am amazed from the character of the believer. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him something, when Allah azza wa jalla grants him a bounty, a mercy, a gift, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. He acknowledges that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him, he has patience for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَا ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. This character, this quality, this trait, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you something good, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, and you acknowledge it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you, you have patience for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, and you do not react in an un-Islamic way or negative way. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَا ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. This character is only and limited to the character of a believer. Only a believer acts like this. Only a believer thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mah. Only a believer has patience over the tests and trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him. Only a believer. Other people rebel. Other people react negatively, un-Islamically, in a very bad manner and way. But we as believers, we thank Allah for everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. And we have patience over any test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. We are patient. So my brother in Islam, if you are tested right now, in your wealth, in your health, in your family, in your social life, amongst your people, within yourself, you have personal challenges that you are encountering, this is the time that you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're a true believer. This is the time that you get closer to Allah azza wa jalla. What happens there? Number one, you prove yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're a mu'min. Number two, you strengthen your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you become closer to Allah azza wa jalla. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you. Allah grants you the ni'mah, the bounty of satisfaction and contentment. You'll be content with everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you. You know that contentment, that satisfaction that a lot of people miss? They've got so much wealth, abundance of wealth. They've got everything, but they're not happy at the end of the day. They're not happy. They're still discontent. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them, they're not happy. They're not satisfied. But you as a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the ni'mah, the bounty of satisfaction and contentment, even though you only have little sustenance. You thank Allah. You eat little, you spend little, but you live like the wealthiest person standing on the face of this earth. Look at your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave him the choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel to him and gave him the choice between living as a prophet with a kingdom or a prophet as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this choice. If you want right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you richer and more wealthier than Sulaiman alayhi salam. And it's up to you if you want to live a poor life. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La, bal akunu abdan nabiyya. I'd rather choose to be a prophet and a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any materialistic wealth of this dunya. Another time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which Jibreel alayhi salam came down to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said to him, Oh Muhammad, Allah has given you the choice of Mecca, the value of Mecca, to be gold just for you, to be the wealthiest man to stand on the face of this earth. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, No, but I'd rather eat one day and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food that He had granted me and sustained me, and starve one day and have patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm patient. So my brother in Islam, you are, I'm sure you are, every single one of us right now is encountering, facing, experiencing predicaments, trials, tests, different to one another. My test is different to yours. Yours is different to mine. But this is the time you prove yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're a true mu'min. Not a mu'min, but a true mu'min. A true believer. The one that thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them. And the one that has patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing them. My brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and tested previous people before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that. I was reading the story of the wife of Fir'aun during the time of Musa alayhi salam. She is the wife of Fir'aun. She is the queen. She's the princess. She's the one that commands and she's obeyed. She's the one that says bring and it comes. So wealthy, so respected. Any woman would love to be in her position. But when Musa alayhi salam came to her and said, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she surrendered and believed in Allah azza wa jal. And then everything was taken away from her. And she was crucified. She was put on the cross in the middle of the desert. Left on that cross until she died. And what did she do? She was offered and offered and offered. And manipulated again and again and again. Leave and abandon the religion of Musa alayhi salam and follow Fir'aun and believe that Fir'aun is the Lord of the universe, and you come back to your wealthy life, your lavish life, your comfortable life. So what did she say? She said, Rabbi ibn li indaka baytan fil jannah. Oh Allah, I'm willing to give up this world, but build for me a house in your paradise. Rabbi ibn li indaka baytan fil jannah. Oh Allah, I'm willing to sacrifice the houses and the palaces and the lavish life of this dunya in this dunya, but give me something in return in your jannah. وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, save me from Fir'aun. Ya Allah, don't put me in a position where I'll surrender to Fir'aun and believe in Fir'aun. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And save me from the oppressors. Subhanallah, sacrifice. Big sacrifice. But you know what? Big test. It's not like you're talking about an ordinary woman that had nothing. She had everything. Everything a woman can ask for. She was the queen, the wife of Fir'aun. She was the wealthy one, the rich one. She had the maids and the slaves and the servants. She had the authority. She had the prestige. But when it came a choice between believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything else, she believed in Allah azza wa jal. She was punished. She was tortured. She was persecuted. She was tormented. But then she said, Rabbi ibn li indaka baytan fil jannah. Oh Allah, build for me a house for me in your jannah. I'll choose the house in jannah. The house that you built for me in the jannah over this house that Fir'aun had given me. وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ. Oh Allah, protect me from Fir'aun. Don't put me in a vulnerable position that I'll surrender to Fir'aun. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And save me from the oppressors. So she died on that cross, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. awaiting her palace in the Jannah being built by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Test, I have a test. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is the one that created death and life to test you, to see the best of doers. You are in a world of tests. Don't think, wallahi, you're in a world of everything being easy. Everything is lovey-dovey. No. You are in a world of tests and trials. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to see the best of those. What's your reaction? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? How are you going to react? Is it going to be in accordance to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it going to be in accordance to the displeasure of Allah azza wa jalla? قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر. أشكره وهو الذي وعد المزيد لمن شكر. وأصلي وأسلم وبارك على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers in Islam, I once again testify that there's no God except Allah and Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. I surrender to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation in my life, in the good days, in the bad days, easy days, hard days, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you to see the best of doers. My brother in Islam, what test are you encountering now? What test are you facing? Remember, act like a believer. Act like a believer. The way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to act, act like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Act like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Act like the previous prophets and messengers. Act like the wife of Fir'aun. Act like the great people in the past. Act and be strong. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on a night journey, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, on his way back from Jerusalem to Mecca, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam smelled a beautiful fragrance. So he asked Jibreel, what's this beautiful fragrance? So Jibreel alayhi salam said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is the fragrance of the coma of the daughter of Fir'aun and her children. A coma. Someone that used to comb the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun and her children. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, tell me the story of this lady. So Jibreel tells the story of this lady to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She used to be a believing woman during the time of one of the prophets and messengers in the past from Bani Israel, and she used to comb the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun. That's her lavish, the lifestyle of Fir'aun and his family. Different to the wife Fir'aun that we spoke about before, she used to comb the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun. So one day while she was combing the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun, the comb fell out of her hand. So she picked up that comb and she said, Bismillah. So the daughter of Fir'aun asked this lady, asked this believing woman, are you talking about Allah, in the name of Allah, my father? Because Fir'aun used to tell people, Inni Rabbukum al-A'la, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your great Lord. So the believing woman, the one that used to comb the hair of Fir'aun's daughter, she said, no, not your father. The Lord of your father, and my Lord and your Lord. The daughter of Fir'aun was amazed. Is there another Lord beside my dad? She grew up, her upbringing, the entire upbringing, her entire life, believing that Fir'aun, her father, is the Lord of the universe. So she said, yes, the one that created your father and created me and created you. So she went and complained to her father. So Fir'aun brought her forward and said, do you believe in someone beside me as the Lord of the universe? So she said, yes, Allah, your creator, my creator, your maker, my maker. So Fir'aun started to torture her and he started to put pressure on her and manipulate her. No, I am the only Lord of this universe. No, I'm the only Rabb of this world. And she resisted that. No, there's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one Lord, Allah azza wa jal. Only Allah the Almighty. Allahu Rabbul Alameen. And she had four children. Four children. So he ordered his soldiers to bring together a big massive pot with boiling water or oil in it. And in front of her, he brings her four children. Right in front of her. First time, who's your Lord? She says, my Lord is Allah. He grabs the first child, throws him in that boiling oil or water in that pot. Second time, who's your Lord? My Lord is Allah. Right in front of her, he brings. And he takes the second child and throws him in that boiling oil, burning and melting in front of his mother. Third time, who's your Lord? My Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unbreakable. Allahu Akbar, seeing your own children burning and melting right in front of you because of the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing will take my way from Allah Azza wa Jal. Cast and thrown in the boiling oil or water. Third one was a baby child. Baby. Being carried by his mom. She's carrying it. A little baby. She's carrying a child. Doesn't speak, can't even move. So the fourth time, who is your Lord? My Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before she said that, she looked at that baby. She became a bit reluctant. She looked at this little powerless baby. You know, this is a baby, only a few months old. He's going to be just right now in that boiling oil. What's going to happen to him? So she became a bit reluctant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that baby speak and utter and say to his mom, oh mom, stick to the truth. Inshallah, you'll find me later on in the Jannah. And then he was thrown in the boiling oil and water. Subhanallah. And then after that, she was thrown in that boiling oil or water. Allahu Akbar, my brothers in Islam. Test over test over test. We hear of those tests, but the reality is, and let's cut to the chase, we are nowhere near those tests. Don't tell me, wallah, you've experienced somewhere near that. None of us had experienced anywhere near what the coma or the one that used to comb the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun had experienced. This believing lady, to see her four children and then her being cast and thrown in that boiling oil right in front of her. Who's encountering a test like that? Who's experiencing a test like that? The maximum that you get these days, someone giving me a dirty look or someone calling say, go back where you came from. Ikhwani, we live in a life of tests. Be strong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pies person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.